Avatar, no?
Mm. Okay, so just to review the problems. So the problems are essentially in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Halacha Tes, in Hilchos Torah. And the Rambam says, Mishizakim up for the sick, not be shayna chacham, on them lefana. So an old guy, you have to stand for him. Okay? Even if he's not a chacham. Vav Tes. Even a chacham, a younger chacham, has to stand for the zakin, the old zakin. Okay? Even though you may argue it's not his kavod, he still has to. But, as the Torah explains, in that instance, he doesn't have to stand up all the way, just enough to be mahadra. Okay? Just enough to be mahadra. Okay? So that's his argument. In that instance, it's like a smaller version of the chiyuv of kima. Okay, which is funny. I mean, how do you have these different levels, right? And then he says, "Afilu zaki and kusi, nachinu asav edvarim, v'nosol yadal somfa." Even a kusi, a guy, a zaki guy, you have to be mahadar him with words, or giving him their hand to support him. Shneimer meseva takam. Kol seva b'mashma. Okay, the seva talking implies anyone old you have to do this stuff for. Okay. So the problem is I guess the most obvious problem is kol seva b'mashma. You're telling me seva talking means you have to do for every old person it should be equal. Seva talking. So everyone it just stands for when you give him your hand or you submit dvar. If you really want to follow the wrong logic, then kol seva b'mashma. The pasuk implies. All seva, what is the same? They seva takum. Just stand up. Yet the Ramos make up this thing that there's like levels. For the normal guy, you have to stand. If you have a chzakin for an old guy, you have to stand halfway. If you have a guy, then you have to, they don't even stand, then you just do it with varim, or with giving your hand. So how does that work out? And if it's called seva mashma, it's just because the board standing. Right? Okay. It's fine. And the Kedavishan asks, he says, what's the deal here? Why do you get this difference? He says, no, because then you have to be a Chabed, a Jew, more than a guy. So therefore, it can't be you're going to equate them. So therefore, it must be that for the Jew you stand, and for the guy you stupid Zvar. Okay? It's funny, though. I mean, where does he get that premise from? That you can't be a Chabed the same. I mean, he's telling me to call him Seva Tokum, he's called Seva Mashma. Then you should question that premise. Yeah, they're all the same. There's a different problem which the rest can't deal with. Is how the Rambam works it out the staff from the Gemara. Yeah, from all the Shita, so he passing in like Rabbi Yochum, like Rava, like Abaye, like Nachman, all these different things. But let's leave those problems on the side. Okay, another problem is, of course, the Rambam in juxtaposition to Tosfos, let's say, Mashi, which is that they hold that it seems they learn this is just a means to see this. So something of that sort. Yeah. The old man, the maker of din, there's no chiv to stand for a guy. Guy's a guy. There's no halacha. Even you see, no one holds, he stands for a guy. And they say we're talking only for Jews. And this whole Gemara, the Tosis learns, is just an extra thing they did, is mil chasidus, whatever. Okay, whereas the Rambam is learning this is a real halacha. I mean, these Gemaras are halacha. They really do stand for a guy. Now, it's true, not the full blown expression, somehow, but it definitely is, there's a halacha here of doing something to a guy.
So, of that, how is it?
We have to explain that Machlokas. Right, you're right. Of course, you're right. Also, how they're all going to learn that Gemara there, all the different Shittos. Yeah. Yeah, that's also a question. How do you learn all the Shittos? Right. Yeah, also, the question is about on that Torah, the way the Torah is learning is that if you have a regular old guy, you have to stand up all the way. But if it's a Tam Chacham, he stands up halfway. So the question is, what's the halacha? I mean, what's the din of Hidor? Does Hidor mean standing up all the way? Does Hidor mean standing up halfway? Right? How does this thing work? That when it's a Tam Chacham, so it's not really in his kavod, so he stands up halfway. Like, is he doing Hidor? Is he not doing Hidor? I mean, tell me he's chayav or he's potter.
Right.
Like, what kind of middle ground is that? It's a funny kind of, resolution. Okay. I'm thinking along the same lines as you guys are thinking. This is a good example. I think maybe could help make it clear. It's like, let's say for instance, if someone walks into the room,
and you just like, you know, you give them a little bit of like a head nod, you know, something like that. Okay, so it's not a major recognition of the guy. You give him a little, hey, how you doing, you know, something like that, yeah. But let's say, imagine you had, a Hollywood star, you know, and you walk into a room, and he's sitting there, and he gives you that head nod, you know. So like,
so you give him?
No, he gives you. He gives you the head nod. You're like, wow, unbelievable! He gave me a head nod, and it's like the guy must think I'm really something special, you know, like. It's different. And even though there's a head nod for a regular person to give you a head nod, it wouldn't be, it's no big deal. It's just a big deal. You give those out all the time, you know? But if it's a person who's of great significance gives you a head nod, then it's demonstrating a certain significance. They don't just, the stars don't just give out their head nods so quickly, you know? So my point is that Hidur is expressing, expressing the guy's significance. Okay, expressing the guy's significance. So it would seem to be that expressing significance is a variable phenomenon. That's what I was saying, is that it's variable. And it's variable. There are two variables. It says the person whose significance you are expressing, how significant is he? And also the person who is expressing the significance. Okay? For a great person, he doesn't have to do that much to cast a great light upon some other person. Okay? If the president, as much as gives you a big handshake and a smile, that shows, wow, that guy must be super cautious. Whereas a normal guy would do that, it doesn't really show that much. Okay? Fine. So that's the halacha is to express the guy's significance. And again, Ram's learning is that that's called seva b'mashma. That whenever there's seva, there's a mechiyah to express the significance. But the question is now what's the form of the hidur going to be? That's going to vary based upon the people. So, for instance, if the guy's a Talmud Chacham, standing up for a zakim, or a regular guy standing up for a zakim, for a Talmud Chacham, if a Talmud Chacham was a Talmud Chacham and he's sitting there, let's say learning, Talmud Chacham sitting there learning, and a guy's zakim walks by, and he as much as even just halfway stands up, people must be like, wow, that guy's significant. Talmud Chacham, who's a chash of a guy, he stopped what he was doing in order to do a fake half stand shuffle for this guy. He must be this guy. He's a significant guy. But if a normal guy does the similar type of a gesture, you say, well, that's all you did? A half stand? That's it? You can't stand up all the way? You know? So you see, there's that the what it takes to demonstrate someone's significance varies based upon whether you're a regular guy. Okay? So that's the first part. Then now similarly is that since the halacha demonstrates significance, so the Rambam says there is a significance to seva, called seva b'mashma. So a guy also has significance. An old guy is true; he doesn't have kedushas yisrael and the mitzvahs and all that. But bottom line is the Rambam's learning is kamar prat guva d'olai. It sounds like the Rambam's learning that's by any guy. The Rambam's not learning anything special about these Armenians, right? The Rambam seems to be learning is that a guy, despite the fact that he's a guy, if he's old. An old person has still experienced life's experiences, whether he's Jewish or God. And as such, he demands a certain degree of respect. Now, the same degree of recognition and respect as a Jewish old person? No, that's not the case. Because he's not the same level. Okay, there's an additional dimension to the aging through Torah. Okay, so saying similarly, in your manner of expressing his significance, it's going to be different. For a regular guy, you stand up. Okay? For a guy, you don't stand up, he doesn't quite deserve that level of recognition. He's not that significant. You do is you talk nicely and you give him your hand. There's a lesser level of Hidur. Okay? So it's called Seva Mashma is that there's always a din of Hidur. There's always a din of Hidur. But the particular form of it is going to be totally upon the particular person who's doing the Hidur and the person who's receiving the Hidur.
And why is that so? How is Hidur lending itself to this?
Oh, because that's why I showed you an example. The idea is that Hidur isn't just like a blanket Surah Samaisa. It's not just a formal thing. Hidur is an expression of a reality of his significance. And in that kind of an expression, you see from examples of real life that varies based upon who you're dealing with. It varies based on who you're dealing with. If you want to show, for instance, that a president is a chashuv guy. So what do? You stand up, you wear a suit. If you want to show that the garbage man is a significant guy, so you give him a nice smile. You say, hey, how you doing? Sometimes, depending on how significant the guy really is, there's going to be different ways to express his significance, and depending also on how significant you are. So it's just the nature of the thing of Kidur is expressing significance is a variable dependent upon his level of significance and your level of significance. It's a certain kind of a social activity. And social activity is dependent upon the relative social positions of the people in question. I mean, it's not like a tzuras ha'maisa. It's not just a technical maisa mitzvah. It's a reality of adorning him and expressing his the significance of the individual. You can't minus out the level of his significance and the level of your significance. Okay, so that answers the problems in the Rambam directly, I believe. Now there's two things. One is machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, and then to work the Rambam through the Gemara, or attempt to do that. Okay, so let's I think the easier problem is for us to deal with the Rambam and Tosfos. Okay, so according to the Rambam, he holds that seva is called seva v'mashma. The bottom line is an old person is an old person. An old person has certain experiences of life which make him respectable. Okay, and therefore, I don't care if he's a Jew or if he's a guy. I care, different levels, but I still have to do it. According to Tosi, says, no one ever heard of such a thing. No one has no halacha whatsoever of sealing up for a guy. For a guy you're talking. Okay. I'm either Hasidus? Yeah, okay, that's nice. But there's no halacha like that. But yeah, I mean, you can't just say he holds that a guy zaken is garbage because you see that they have this mitzvah chasidus thing. It seems, as soon as they do have this mitzvah chasidus thing, I mean, although you could argue it's only by the Armenians, like if you don't say Agashi, but yeah, okay. So what's that machlokas? Yeah, right. I mean, I would agree with Ben. I think the easier side here is the Rama, because he's not being chalik. He's just saying that. Old age is old age. It's not if you tell me because he's a chacham in the Torah or something, he's talking about a Jew. But he's saying seva. Seva is old age. And the saying is, you have to be mechavir old age because old age reflects certain chachma. And we realize that he could have a chachma and a guy also. Because this is chachma has nothing to do with Torah per se. I mean, it's a chachma of old age. And they're claiming that there's that chachma that I'm saying, that there's that chachma and an old guy also. Okay? Now, unless you're going to tell me that Tosus says, no, old guy is stupid. I mean, it's hard to imagine. I mean, presumably the Rams, like, I don't know, you could have argued in the first place that an old guy doesn't have a problem. Maybe he's like, that Torah, he's corrupt, he's, I don't know. But I'm saying, well, but you see, apparently the Ram holds that he does. You know? I mean, in general, there's such a thing as a chacham, an old guy. Now, the question is, why is Tosus and Rav, or Tosus, why are they forcing it and locking out Goyim? I mean, what's the svara to be mechalik between a guy and a Jew? I mean, Tosa says we don't ever see it. You don't see it at all. But what's the? I mean, they're harder. I'm not saying they're a harder position per se, but you have to do something for them. You have to show chilik. You have to show why you're going to draw a line and say only Jews are not going. You know, I mean, they need an explanation.
You say it again.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm thinking like along these long these lines that. That the question that we said was we showed originally, and this was some of the idea we've been developing, but the idea that this is the idea of kava is a key in society of Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael respects certain types of people. Okay, we respect old people, chachamim. We showed that from a few places. One is from the bathroom; they don't do it in the bathroom. Another thing is, I think, the fact that it's only public, that like a $10 amo, so it's nicker. So it's an idea that it's a reflection of Klal Yisrael as a society values old age, let's say. The wisdom of old age. So the question is it like an abstract thing that we value wisdom of old age? Okay? It's an abstract thing that Klal Yisrael must manifest that we're our value system. And our value system is we value the wisdom of old age. Okay? So if that's the case, Kol Zev Mashma, what's the difference whether the old age happens to be in Klal Yisrael or out of Klal Yisrael? But the wisdom is the same kind of wisdom. Okay? Same kind of wisdom. So we're manifesting our value. And our value doesn't only exist in, we're not closed that our value only exists in our society. It's certain values only exist in our society, but other values are a value of old age, and that's a value that exists for old people. Okay? Fine. So that's the Rambam. See, but you could say that now, since it's halacha, the society that is a din of so the Klai sort of reflecting our values. So what you could say is that what the halacha did is it set up like a certain social order or a certain social structure. So the Klai Yisrael is a certain type of a society, and within that society it set up a certain type of an interrelationship amongst the parts of the society. In other words, we have old people and we have young people, and the young people stand for the old people. In other words, the way in which the Torah set up to demonstrate this societal value was that it created a relationship between the parts of the society. Okay, and it set up certain social obligations within the society. Other societies are other societies, and they have their own, they do their own things. But the way in which we reflect Klal Yisrael's value, our societal value, is that we have that the young people class within our society stands up for the old people class within our society, and thereby our social structure manifests our evaluation of ideas. So we don't just manifest it through an action. In other words, according to Ram, it's like you're manifesting our value of Chachma through the action of standing up for an old guy. Okay, it's more like through the action. According to Tosus, it's more, it's like through the social order it becomes manifest. Through the social order of Klal Yisrael it's manifest. Namely, the social structure of Klal Yisrael has young people standing up for the old people. So that only exists within our society. You don't go outside of society unless you're just trying to make an action of demonstrating an idea. But Tosus isn't doing that. Tosus is saying that the idea is demonstrated through the interrelationship of the parts of our society. So that only is going to include those elements within our society. You know what I mean?
Bringing along maybe
Amidus Hasidus. Correct. It doesn't exclude the idea of Amidus Hasidus to do an action of demonstrating the significance of old age, and that's what Tosus did. Tosus held that the Amoran did that for the Amoran. Right, they held it was an appropriate tool to do, but that's not the halacha. They don't know the mitzvah is a din of a certain setup within the social society of life. Mm-hmm. Okay, whereas the Rambam learns now, don't say a mashma. It's just an action. It's an action of expressing the value of the amida. Yeah. Okay. So now maybe let's just see if we can get anywhere in like how the Rambam learned the Gemara. Okay. So again, the Rambam holds seva hidor. He holds hidor, right? He holds a Hidor, they really have to say with everybody, right? But we said, as far as it is that Hidor is variable. Okay, Hidor is variable. Okay, because Hidor means it's an expression of that he's significant. So, but what did Rabbi Yochanan do? So Rabbi Yochanan did, when the Goyim came in, the old Goyim, he stood up. Okay? He stood up. He said, Kamar Patki Adolai. Okay? He didn't only give him a hand, he didn't only, right? So what did he hold?
The sewer doesn't change.
Right. Right, exactly. It seems like Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold by this idea of the Rama. But the Rama's going to learn that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold this way. Rabbi Yochanan held Hidor as a Tzurah, like anything else. Even though it's expressing significance, it's like anything else in Halacha, it was given an objectified Tzurah. And the fact is, why do we stand up for a person all the way? Because that's a Tzurah. And Halacha is a Tzurah and it's fixed. Whereas the other Amoraim held no. Is that, yeah, it's true, by a regular person you have to stand up all the way because that's the full expression of Hidor. But when it comes to a Kusi, so now there's no idea of the full expression of Hidor because he doesn't deserve the full expression of Hidor. Whereas that's what he held. He held that he doesn't deserve the full expression of Hidor, so therefore it's going to be a diminished expression. Okay? That's what he held. Mm-hmm. Then it says, Rava did Hidor.
How?
Not clear. See, that's what's funny. That's what's hard. In Rava it says he did Hidor. So I guess the easiest way to learn means he stood up halfway. Mm-hmm. I would think. And then it says Abaye did, he just gave his hand, put out his arm. Right? So what's that, Machlok? Let's assume, and the problem is yeah, let's assume he learned that with Rava. I mean, Rava, you have the whole Rava problem, because Rava then also, he only said the Shlef, it seems. So let's leave that out for the time being. So we'll be the Machlokas between, it seems like Rava and Abaye are both agreeing that you don't need, that it is variable. It is variable. It is variable, right? Oh, so what's the Machlokas? So Rava did a Hidor, and Abaye did a, he just gave his hand.
Hidor means so.
No, I mean, I think what's his name learns. I think Machamishna wants to learn that the Hidor there by Rava. He learns a whole different way. I think he learns Rava's Hidor was Bidvarim. And he learns Rabbi Yochanan stuff halfway. I don't know how he knows that. He puts that into Rava. I don't know. I'm just going simple. Some shot sounds like to me is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he stood up all the way, and then Rava stood up halfway, and Abaye just gave his hand. Okay, I'm thinking like maybe a little bit like we said yesterday, but that we're saying is that they're departing from Yochanan, saying is that that it doesn't have to be a rejectified surah, but he do it lends itself to interpretation, so to speak. Okay, but see, according to Rava, is the Torah was koveya, the framework of Yidur, which is standing. Okay, now it's said that the degree of standing is going to be dependent upon the levels of Yidur. Okay, so therefore, for the guy, you could stand halfway. I mean, but you can't just make up a new method. You can't just say I'm going to give my arm. I mean, that's not Torah's koveya, the framework, the method, the general framework, and the quantities was left to express the degrees of Yidur, the degrees of the person. You know what I mean? But Abaye is holding a new idea that really the Torah left Hidor to be totally a variable based upon the person, and therefore you don't necessarily have to do the same method, but just cut it short. But you can use a different method. You know, you give forth your arm, give me your arm. Now, why would even Dafka do it? Why didn't he just do to stand? I mean, I'm not sure, but maybe like an idea here is like. You see, there's another trend in this Gemara. You see, from Nachman is that there's Kavodah Torah, and the Chum don't want to. They don't want to be lower themselves. That's why Nachman wouldn't even go personally. He sent his messengers. You know, so it seems like maybe there's like two trends going on here. There's like a trend on the one hand you have a mitzvah the chiv of Hidor, but on the other hand you can't be mivazi yourself more than the chiv demands. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan held that you have to do all the way because that's the chiv. You know, Rava held that you cannot do all the way, but you have to do the framework, you have to do the type of standing, so therefore you stood halfway. You know, Abaye holds you can use any method, so if that's the case, you have no right to use the standing, which is a further method, you just give me your hand. You know what I mean? And it could be the other ones, Rava, or let's put aside the Rava problem for a second, or Nachman held, that you don't even have to do with your guf. Whereas Abaye still held that the Hidor is relegated to your guf. Whereas that's the method where Torah selected was that you actually do Hidor. Whereas Rav Nachman, for instance, was holding up that you simply had to bring about the effect of Hidor. Okay? That's the halacha. Hidor is even though I don't do anything, so to speak, I just send out my messenger, but I bring about that effect, that's also Hidor. It's also Hidor. In other words, it could be Abaye and Rava held that, Abaye and Rava and Yochanan held that that doesn't work. I mean, so that's why since Rav Nachman held that Hidor is just the effect, so he held since he could bring about that effect just through his messenger, so he said he would be using the Torah to do it on his own. The problem is with Rava. Rava's a little bit of a problem, because we say that Rava, the reason why he didn't do it on his own, he sent messengers, is because he held to be using the Torah, but the same Rava did stand up halfway. Did Hidor. I mean, it sounds that way. If you learn that means that he stood up halfway. So I don't know. That's a problem. Right. That's a problem. I mean, that's a problem. Isn't that a problem with Rava with Tosfos also? I mean, what's Rava doing? Rava's coming up twice. First says he did Hidor, which if you want him to say he means stands up halfway, then he says he sent his messenger, which sounds like he didn't want it to stand up. You know.
So which is it?
I don't know. I know. That's a problem. Right. Another idea I was thinking. Yeah, I'm just mentioning thoughts. I mean, I don't have a solid thing here, but the best thing is like why the difference is Rav Nachman, for instance, wouldn't go personally, you know, but the other guy's dead. So like it was like maybe you could argue that it wasn't Machlokas, but see Rav Nachman had servants. Like Rashi's point, Rav Nachman had servants in front of him. He was a guy. He was a higher up guy, and he had servants. Okay, he was married to the Nasi, whatever. He was married to the Nasi in law, daughter, I don't know, whatever. But he had servants. So it could be for someone who has servants. For him to go on his own, that would be a design of his kava. You know what I mean? Because he has servants to do this stuff for him. You know what I mean? But for a normal guy, who let's say Abaye didn't have servants, so for him he could just give his hand. You know, he didn't have servants, so that wouldn't be a design. It could be like we said, for instance, like Hidor is, according to Rama, is dependent upon who you are and what type of expression. You know what I mean? What type of expression? Like if the president sends his messenger to, you know, to say something to you, that's a good job. If I send the messenger to you, then you say, what do you mean you sent the messenger? Then you go on your own. So it could be, again, that if the Hidor is totally on your level, and right, it varies per the person who's giving the Hidor, so it could be someone who has messengers, that's going to be a great Hidor if he's going to use the messengers. And to go personally would be inappropriate. Yeah. So like you could learn that it's not really machlokas there, but it's, you know, different. It's totally different people. You know, I don't know, it's hard. I'm just throwing it out. I know that That idea is that you can learn it together with the earlier idea I was saying. So I don't know. It's hard to know. There's that, but then I'm telling you, you just have to speculate a little bit. Yeah, okay, but Tzorach Inyan is all the different things. How do I just learn all the things in Gemara? What I want to do next is, I mentioned to you guys, the Gemara on Vipin Dalet Amos by the Rav Movak. Okay, look at the Ran and look at the Rambams.
Okay.
Okay, the Ran and the Rambams.